Welcome to Petra's Learning Podcast, where we talk about all things learning. It's our goal to get you to fall in love with learning as you realize the power that learning has to unlock the potential within you and within the team that you lead. We turn our attention on this podcast to growing people by saying no. Let's start with a question. Are you blocking your team's development because you're not willing to say no? The reality is that it is possible to be too helpful. It is possible to be too available. It is possible to be too accommodating. And when you are, you nurture a dependency on you that cripples the team's development. There's both an art and a science to being involved just enough to provide the guidance necessary to equip and empower, but not so much that everyone defers all decisions to you. There's an art and a science to being available just enough that your unique talents and strengths are being used to push the team forward, but not so much that the team doesn't have to stretch and grow. You want your team challenged to learn new things and to think about things in new ways. You want your team a little bit uncomfortable. You want your team taking ownership for the project and the problem. So how do you stay out of the way enough to allow that to happen without seeing being disconnected and disengaged? That's what we're going to spend a few minutes talking about on this podcast. Notice that I said stay out of the way, which assumes that you already got out of the way. That means that you've already shared the project mission. That means that you've already shared the definition of success. That means that you've already shared any known information relevant to the success of the project, including timelines and constraints. You've already given the team their marching orders and you've commissioned them to move forward. This is when the hard work of staying out of the way begins. So if you haven't done those things yet, that's where you need to begin. Before you can expect your team to move things forward, you have to establish that foundation and establish the parameters that really sets them up to be successful with an appropriate amount of effort and focus, and with them using all of the talents and skills that are a part of the team. Now, once you've done that, it's only natural for the team to come back to you with questions, to come back to you to seek your opinion on various different matters, and perhaps even to include you in meetings. As tempted as it may be to respond to each and every request, you have to resist that urge. If you're truly going to empower the team, you have to let them make decisions. You have to let them struggle. You may even have to let them fail. Let them fail small and quick, but let them fail nonetheless. You have to say no to being pulled into the day-to-day details and decisions. But you have to do so without actually saying no. That's where some of the art comes into it. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. There are three really easy techniques for saying no. In the first one, you ask questions that forces them to think through the issues and determine a course of action. Essentially, you're helping them process information instead of making the decision for them. You're taking them through more of a coaching stance and approach instead of a commander stance. You're not telling them what to do, but you're helping them think through the information that they have so that they can determine what is an appropriate course of action. There's a big difference between that coaching stance and that commander stance. In the second way of saying no, you direct them to resources that would help them determine how best to move forward. You may recommend a book, an online video, podcasts even, and you encourage them to use that tool to reach a proposed solution that they could then present to you. You share with them why you think the tool would be helpful, and then when they have used it and when they have started the process, that you provide feedback to their proposed solution, and you may even at that time offer your own experiences as you do. But you do so with the expectation that they will weigh your own experiences as just one more data point. You're not sharing so that they can take that experience and say, this is the path to go. But you're sharing in order to help them, again, with their own thinking and problem solving. So when you take this stance, you're doing more equipping and mentoring. So you're helping them develop their problem solving skills as a mentor, as an equipper, as a teacher, as a trainer. Again, very different from a command and control stance. The third way of saying no then involves facilitating a team discussion. In your role as facilitator, your goal is simply to ask probing questions and keep the conversation progressing. You don't weigh in, you don't judge, you don't direct. You don't try to steer the team in a particular direction. Your goal is to keep the fire going. You don't allow it to die out until the team feels they've satisfactorily resolved the issues. So the real long and short of the matter is this. Don't be too quick to solve the problem, to answer the question, or to fill what appears to be a leadership void. Instead, use mentoring and coaching and facilitating to truly empower the team. Grow the team by saying no to traditional command and control leadership. It won't be easy to break the habit of being the expert or being the boss, being that go-to person that people can count on to make the decision and to provide that extra oomph to move the team forward. But it is worth every bit of the effort. If you would like to learn more about leading with the intent to empower, use the Contact Us button at our website. Until next time, continue to grow yourself and grow your people.